episode podcast. I welcome you back, or I welcome you to my podcast. This is a place where I share with you snippets of my life with advice for you. My goal is for you not to learn anything new, but rather to reflect and increase your self-awareness, because the truth is that you know a lot already. You don't need any more knowledge. But in order to change your performance, in order to increase your results, all you need is to shift your awareness. You need to be able to see things from perspectives that are currently perhaps not available to you, so that you can see things newly, so that you can see solutions newly, so that you can adapt a new way and see new results possible for you now. I'm back from Poland. I'm back home. It's been a week already, but I feel like it's been 3 months because so much had happened within last week. A lot of one-on-one sessions, fitness business, life coaching, performance coaching, lots of fitness training sessions for clients who see me one-on-one, nutrition sessions, and this week too, 4 new clients, and it's only Wednesday. I love it. I'm so grateful and so excited. And I wanted to speak with you about chasing this high of something new and something exciting and something exhilarating versus doing same old. Now, of course, as a business owner, you get to do things the way you want to do them, aka if you want to include something new or something exciting, you always have that choice. And even if you're not a business owner, in your personal life, in your fitness, in your free time, you get to do things that are new and exciting. However, when it comes to business and life and fitness, a lot of the success is built on the boring, repetitive, everyday, mundane list. That's just what it is. What comes to my mind is 10 years ago or so, when I was engaged, my ex used to cherish only these exhilarating things. Vacations, competitions, bodybuilding competitions, things that would excite you and really get your adrenaline going and really these hits. But the everyday life was boring to him. Well, those are not the reason why we couldn't get along, because boring life or regular life or everyday life was not comfortable to him. Now I know. Back then I didn't. He grew up in chaos. He wanted to replicate chaos on a daily basis. And if not chaos, then at least these exciting things such as trips and vacations and competitions and getting new things and doing new big things. But the truth is that life is not consisting of these huge things all the time. And if you're always chasing the high, you will be never appreciating the little moments. Now, how does this relate to you? One of the things that I realized after I had come back is that part of my success is being able to constantly get myself on the path that I'm walking. As an entrepreneur, it is very easy to just sit the day out. Yeah, do the appointments that I have, see the people whom I need to see, but don't do anything extra. Don't go the extra mile. Don't create the extra content. Don't connect with the extra people. Don't brainstorm on what's next. Don't look at the numbers and the stats and the insights of social media posts and their performances. It's easy to just be like, oh, not today. But your success will depend on that, on being able to constantly refocus and go back to what's needed. I work with business owners, and some of them have the skills, these skills, and some of them don't. And for some, it's not really even about the skill. It's just about the constant reminder of where are you going? This is the path. You need to walk the path. Some of the folks, and this also applies to fitness and fitness clients, some of the folks are kind of like a three-year-old who you are holding their hand and you're walking this path. Imagine the path you're walking with them, and the moment you let their hand go, they wander somewhere in the bushes or in the grass on the side of the path. And then you have another meeting with them, you pull them into the path, on the path, and you sit them, and you're walking with them, and then boom, all over again. Now, when you're the listener, when you master your ability to stick to your path, and that looks like most of the times, like going back to the same old, going back to the boring, repetitive, every single day, eating the food, doing the self-care, doing the steps, exercising, reading, sleeping, your night routine, your morning routine, your personal development, all sorts of things. You're learning, if you're learning something new, like a language, for example, it is repetitive. It is boring. Let's face it, it is boring. And it's a matter of finding excitement in these little moments, in these days, in these repetitive tasks, such that you constantly not only walk the path, but also find joy on this path, find excitement on this path. Living the way my ex lived, constantly chasing the next high, it was exhausting. Being next to someone like this was exhausting, because it would be only highs and lows, and the multitude of emotions and the lack of, I mean, it's just dysregulated kind of vibe, if you will. I'm kind of, as I always speak to you, my eyes closed, I'm in my bed. I don't know, this became a ritual at a new house. Well, new house has been around for over a year now, so it's not so new anymore, but I see in the eyes of my imagination the 10 years ago or so, the apartment where we lived in Brookline, and the highs and the lows, and it would be either super joyful and fun and exciting and loving, or a complete chaos. I don't function well in this kind of environment. I like the steadiness of relationships. I like the steadiness of work. Yes, of course, I love the exciting moments at work of signing the clients or seeing clients blossom or getting before and afters of clients or getting their reports of the successes and their accomplishments and meeting them and even hearing about their little breakthroughs, because I know that they will accumulate and produce amazing results, and that the client who's working with me transforming themselves or changing things they do will impact multiple people with whom they work, or their organizations, or their students, or the people they hire. The steadiness and the predictable structure of your days is where the magic is at. So the way I wanted to leave you today is so that you know, I wanted to leave you with the fact that you know that these predictable, boring daily tasks that you do every single day are going to get you the results that you want. These are the things that you have to constantly bring yourself back to. If you have a fitness routine that works, stick to it. If you have an eating routine that works, stick to it. Constantly look at where you're at and look forward where you're going. And don't try to look for thrill, for excitement in everyday life, because you might get lost and you will not be appreciative of the little moments, and the little moments are what's going to make up your life. Many times I see folks who work with me, and especially in fitness, who start seeing results. This is also in the realm of this topic. They start seeing results they have never seen before. Someone who's bottled their weight all their life suddenly gets in better and better and better shape. Why? Because I make it livable for you. Because between the live sessions on Zoom, between the app, between the way I approach food and I teach you to approach food, they start seeing the results they've never seen before. And what happens is it kind of shakes them a little bit, because fitness and struggling with weight or struggling with getting in shape or struggling to lose the last 15 pounds has been a part of their identity, has been something that they've been either struggling with or working on, and it took for a while or for their entire lives, it took a major space in their life or lives. And when I make it too easy for them, too easy as in they're getting the kind of results they have never had before, without the super struggle, without the forever being stuck on the same number or the same look, it shakes them a little bit because it's unknown to them. It's unpredictable and it's scary, and they don't know themselves as a person who has these results. Sometimes physically, sometimes time-wise, it scares them. They know themselves as a chubby person. They know themselves as a person who's struggling with fitness. They know themselves as a person who is spending X amount of hours each day, each week on fitness. And many will sabotage themselves. And I've talked about it in episodes from a couple years ago. Many will sabotage it out of the fear of the unknown. Sadly, as humans, we will often choose the predictable pain over the unpredictable joy and happiness. Even though you hate your job, you hate how you look, you hate your relationship, you hate where you live, you know how it's going to go. You see how it's going to go. The possibility of creating something new, new body, new job, new place to live, new business, new work, scares you too much to make a move. And so these folks begin the journey with me, and they step in the unknown, and it scares them. It's brilliant and terrible to witness at the same time, because sadly many will sabotage their progress and they will quit. And I had a client in the past who was doing so good, and then she decided to do 75 hard. She failed miserably because she quit working with me. She did that. Of course, after 2 weeks, she wasn't doing 75 hard anymore, and she just went bonkers. And I had another client who was doing phenomenal, working with me for a couple of years. She was better than ever, as in for fitness, and her life was getting in order. And she decided to run a marathon. In the process of running a marathon, or rather training to run a marathon, she gained weight, then she injured herself. She didn't even run the marathon, and she's just gone. Now, the client who did 75 hard, it was so interesting because, or who attempted to do it, because in the process of getting in shape with me and reaching really an amazing level and training only 5 hours a week, she discovered that her marriage wasn't working for her and that she really couldn't get along with her husband, because now she had time, extra time to be home around the man. Before, she would be outside in the gym, running, jogging, walking, doing some activities that were, first of all, not giving her the results that she wanted fitness-wise, but second of all, they were also taking her away from the relationship. And she was not ready to address the relationship. Therefore, she wanted to do 75 hard, because that would require her to do 2 workouts a day, 2 hours a day, one inside the house, one outside of the house. So it's perfect. She doesn't have to see the husband. See, because she was not ready to address that relationship. Now, this is just for you to understand that as humans, we will often sabotage ourselves when we are on our path for these reasons. So also take a look at what it is that you are messing up with, so that you are preventing yourself from reaching the next level. Are you purposely screwing up your eating because you don't want to outgrow your partner who is not into fitness at all? Are you purposely doing something that's keeping you at bay when it comes to work or your business or your career development, because you already have a gap between you and your friends, or you and your folks around you, whoever they are, your family and friends and partner maybe, and you see the big gap, and so you are holding yourself back because you already are far above where they are and you don't want to step too far away from them because the gap is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Think to yourself, what is it? Which areas of your life aren't working as well as they could be working? And what is it that you're doing there, consciously or not? Look really at your behaviors and think, are you being honest with yourself? Are you being integral there? Are you doing what you're going to say and saying what you're going to do and you're following with it or not? And just let's wrap it up with what we began with. A lot of the success that you'll have in life comes from the little daily repetitive things. Waking up, putting yourself together, going to work, going to the gym, eating your healthy food, drinking your water, doing your steps, doing your night routine, learning, reading, speaking to people, to your clients, to customers, to potential customers, creating content, creating podcasts, being on podcasts, all sorts of things. Repetitive, oftentimes really boring. It's funny because thinking of myself as someone who has extensive night routine, shaving my entire body, all sorts of things, washing my hair more often than a typical person in this country. No once a week nonsense here. Oh my gosh, it's disgusting to me, but no offense if that's what you choose to do for yourself. And a lot of times I'm thinking to myself, oh, shower, shaving, lotion, all sorts of things all over again and again and again and again. Multiple times a day, in the morning, at night, lotion, makeup, hair. It's even those simple things. So repetitive. Even the household things. Yes, I have cleaners every week, but even the household things, so repetitive. And laundry again, and folding again, and washing the dogs again, and grocery shopping again, and dishwasher again. Little things, big things. Find joy in the repetitiveness of your life. This is the foundation of your success. You cannot constantly chase the high. You cannot constantly chase the excitement, because you can get lost. Life doesn't consist of these big things. Life is the sum of little tiny bricks that will build the whole entire house. Thank you for being here. I appreciate you. If this resonated, as always, please leave me some five stars. Yeah, some five stars. Leave me five stars on Apple Podcasts, write a review, or connect with me on Instagram on this topic. And since it's spring, and if you haven't still tried BBM, hit the link in the bio on my both Instagrams and find the link to try BBM. And let's see each other on Zoom, live in a group or one-on-one afterwards. Try my app. Let's get your fitness up leveled. And the link is also going to be in the show notes. Thanks for being here and enjoy the discovery of yourself and your life, and take a look at all the things that you're doing today from the time you are at the next 24 hours. What is it that you're doing that works? What is it that you're doing that doesn't work? Take a look at where are you sabotaging yourself in circles. Let's transform this together.